This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Thursday, December 14th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. In the United States, the right-wing Republican Party is taking advantage of its control of Congress to push through a tax reform bill, which will hurt working people and increase income inequality in the country. A vote on the tax bill is expected before the end of the year. Unions are fighting back by mobilizing their members against the legislation. Organizing the efforts at the national level is the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the U.S. It represents some 12 million members in 56 unions.
Hi, I'm Liz Schuler, Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO. And I want to talk to you for a minute about why the Republican tax bill is so dangerous and why we need to fight back. We all know tax reform is hard, but what's easy to see is that this bill is terrible for working people. It's nothing more than a bunch of tax giveaways to millionaires and billionaires at our expense. Here are some of the biggest ways it will hurt working people. It kills jobs by giving huge tax cuts to big corporations that outsource. It punishes states that make the kind of investments that create good jobs. And incredibly, many middle-class families will see their taxes go up. Households making between $20,000 and $40,000 per year would ultimately pay more in taxes. It's especially harmful to seniors and people with disabilities who have high medical costs because it ends deductions for out-of-pocket medical expenses. And it's really bad for students. It'll hurt millions of working Americans who pay student loans by ending the deduction for student loan interest. And hey, there are benefits if you make more than $500,000. And Republicans actually want to pay for all these tax cuts by slashing Medicaid, Medicare, and education funding. We cannot allow this to happen. Real tax reform puts the needs of hardworking people above the 1%, Wall Street, and big corporations. This is not that bill. This is a job killer. Stand with working people and ask your member of Congress to vote no on this tax bill.
The United Nations Agency focused on matters of work in the world is conducting a global inquiry into the effects of new technologies on the future of work. The UN's International Labour Organization, the ILO, has been asking labour organizations to have discussions about how new technologies will affect their members. One of those organizations is the International Transport Workers Federation. The ITF is facing major changes such as the introduction of driverless cars and the rise of unregulated companies such as Uber. Rob Johnston is the ITF's Assistant General Secretary.
We need to engage more people, and I believe the ITF are one of those bodies that can help in that process. We do represent 16.5 million workers, but actually beyond that, we represent a lot of communities and the family of those 16.5 million. So we can be a powerful voice in arguing for the change, assisting the change. But what we need to be able to do is make the argument that it's beneficial to all and not just a few. In Germany, currently there's negotiations going on around a collective agreement, which will look at the impact of automation and the best way to deal with that. But if you're a transport worker in India, for example, that can seem a hell of a long way away. If you were an informal taxi driver, sleeping in the back of your cab, working, you know, 24 hours a day, trying to earn a pittance, trying to feed your family, that is a long, long way from where we are. And I think that's the thing about automation as well. When you consider that 70% of the world's population will be living in urban cities in the next 10 years, when you think about the ability to travel from aviation, from through airports and things like that, and also the transport infrastructure that we'll need to support those cities, there are some major, major challenges ahead, not to mention that 50% of the world's population will live in two countries alone, which is India and China. How do we address that? And how do we make sure that automation is something for everybody, wherever they live, whatever region, rather than just to the benefit of a few?
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.